The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show with my beautiful co-host, my lovely and gracious and kind and understanding wife, Robin.
Good morning. He's sucking up because Brian's listening.
Good morning, Brian. Morning, Jason.
Amy and Brandon.
Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Brandon, and everybody else who's in the car or might be. Hey, do we have Michael Malpezzi on the line there, Chris?
No, not yet. Nope, oh. Not called in.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So well, I guess we'll wait till he calls and talk about the artificial reef program. So, Chris, you know, I was thinking about your squirrel hunting adventures. Do you just go pick out a spot and sit and watch?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I try to stay awake.
Yeah, well, you know, there is a technique that my old grandfather used to do. He would do that. He would sit. You know, he would sit for a while, but he had, he had the patience of Job when it came to squirrel hunting. And he's the guy that actually inspired me to go small game hunting as my grandfather. He used to take not only gray squirrels, but there were eastern fox squirrels on the farm where my aunt and uncle owned. And I took a couple back in the day, but I'll tell you, I wish I had a beautiful mount of one of those big eastern fox squirrels. Saw one in Emmitsburg when we were bear hunting this past year.
They're
absolutely gorgeous. No question.
They're huge and they're gorgeous.
And they're beautiful. No question. But he would sit, you know, like you do at a log, but no camo back in the day, just sit there quietly. But I also know that he was a still hunter as well. And what that means is you actually get up and you walk and you slowly through the woods, you know, and you see different cover and different places and that type of thing. And you watch out ahead of you, you know, for squirrels that are moving, and then you slowly make your way that way towards them. And I know that's how he did. He got a lot of his squirrels. Now he hunted with an old Ithaca 16 gauge, you know, and he was a shotgun hunter. And I know you're a 22 and pellet gun guy, and that's fine. That's very effective, you know. But he loved his squirrel hunting. He loved talking about it. And he'd take the hides. He'd skin a squirrel and cut the meat up for, you know, my grandmother to cook. And he'd take the hides and spread them out, salt them and spread them out, put them on a piece of plywood, mount them and put them in his garage, or give them to me or whatever, you know. That was his trophy. That was his memory.
See, I'd love to do that. But even when I go, I don't see anything. And that's why I'm like, what? I don't know if it's the time.
I think you and Chris need to go squirrel hunting.
I think you need to switch to rabbit hunting.
That is a possibility. Right now, it's like, you know, I just want to. I'm not out to go, you know.
You just want to go get a squirrel.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Especially now it's a squirrel, which is why I go to a particular area in Frederick.
Yeah, you know, there are some fox squirrels up there, no question.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, my buddy Chuck texted me. He said, I don't bait squirrels, but they sure visit my deer feeder. You know, well, that's true. They do. I've seen as many as six or seven squirrels on a pile of corn. And you go out and you go, oh, man, a deer really eating the corn. Uh-huh. Yeah, little four-legged deer that have big bushy tails that are weigh about 2 pounds. So
and stand maybe about an inch or two off the ground.
Yeah, something like that. So, but Maybe give me your schedule. I might have to come up there and go squirrel hunting with you and figure something out. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. So.
Please take him, Chris.
Yeah. This time of year is a little frustrating. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Any calls from on the line there, Chris?
No, sir. I wish I could say yes, but
it's
a blank slate.
It's a blank slate.
So people can call in.
Well, I guess they can. So, all right. Well, we'll take care of that.
They're all out there snow moon watching.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, howling at it. Your folks will be up there howling at. Oh no, that was midnight last night. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Brownie points there, Alan.
The people in your sphere of influence would have been out there howling at it last night at midnight.
I'm not sure how to take that.
That hole is getting mighty deep.
Well, at least I got a comment out of you.
I was trying to be quiet.
Well.
I thought you were
right out there with him while I was sleeping. You were out here in the back porch howling at the moon.
I was wide awake looking at it, I can tell you that.
I know. I don't sleep well with full moon. Oh, usually.
You slept like a log last night.
Well,
I didn't want to hear it.
So, we got the Maryland Hunting Quarterly to the printer yesterday. The text pages, the cover went in ahead of time, and we've got some really good stories and some good information in there on both fishing and hunting. The spring issue we do our fishing outlook, you know, and Tim Sherman did a nice story, a nice profile on Chuck Prawl, who's a local angler down here in Dorchester County. He used to write for the Fish Finder magazine, Fishing and Hunting Journal, and Tim got to fish with him throughout the past, I guess, 20 years, something like that. And so he did a nice profile on Chuck, who's, I guess, close to 90 now. And then he did a story on what lures to use in fishing in Ocean City, inshore, you know, off the jetty and the bridge and that type of thing. And that's kind of cool, back in the marshes as well. And we've got some links to the Striper, you know, to the Striper updates and things like that. And we've got, Carol Sherrington did a crispy rainbow trout recipe with butter rum sauce. How's that sound, Robin?
That looked really good.
Yeah.
Got some great pictures in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got some. We got the whole secret, Larry. Remember when the kids from Montgomery County called in?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we got their whole, I guess we got a dozen pictures of those kids in there with their deer and that type of thing, so that worked out well. Got the story of a young man from Reisterstown who shot a deer with his bow, and then somebody had found it. He was watching it. He knew that they had to go in and recover it, and they were watching it. They didn't want to spook it. They were waiting for it to expire. And when they got to it, I mean, they had been monitoring this thing. And when they got to it, somebody had seen it and cut the head off of it and pulled out the back straps and just went with it. And the young man was devastated and took to social media and wound up getting head back, which was pretty cool. So we've got that story, and we've got what the bow manufacturers are doing to kind of stave off the reduction in people participating in archery bow hunting for, you know, compound bows, vertical bows. And I got a story about lubricating your firearms. We got a story about what else we got?
We got a little story in there that's handwritten by some young man.
Oh, 7-year-old shot his first deer in Montgomery County on the youth hunt, and he wrote it. He did a picture and a little. We put the whole graphic in
there. It's really neat.
Yeah, we did that. That was kind of cool.
That's one thing we really like promoting is the youth hunting.
We do. When we talk about that with not only that in the magazine, I like to accentuate. And we've got a young man on the cover, too. So.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we
I
do.
I had to think about that.
Yeah, sick of deer. Or not a sick of deer, but a whitetail out of Cecil County. What are you going to say, Chris?
And speaking of deer,
uh-huh.
We have Alice on the line, and she wants to talk about that exact topic.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk to Alice. Good morning, Alice.
Morning.
How are you?
Morning, Alice.
Working, but good. cold out here. I fell on the ice already tonight. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear.
Yeah. What is the difference? I mean, I see like 20, 30 deer every night.
Right.
What is the difference between a sika deer and a deer?
Oh, a sika deer lives in... A sika deer is a is an animal that was imported from Japan about 100 years ago. All the sika deer in Maryland have a common ancestry on an island in Japan, and I can't say the name of it right now, and I'll try and find it for you.
But do they look different?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Where do you where are you looking? Where are you?
I'm out in Gambrels.
Yeah, you won't. You probably won't have any sika deer out there. Although they did, the buddy of mine shot one in Cecil County
yep.
this year, but they're primarily deer that are on the eastern shore. They're a little version of an elk. They're actually a member of the elk family.
First time I saw one, it was a doe, and I thought it was a dog.
And why do you ask?
I'm just curious, because I see so many deer out here at night, and I'm like, well, what is the difference between these two deer? I always hear you talking about these
deer. They're, what you're seeing there are white-tailed deer. Okay, a sika deer is an entirely different species. It came from
it's smaller,
and it came from an island in Japan. Now let me see if I can find.
They're actually
it.
An elk, right?
Yes, I said that.
Oh,
yes,
did you? I didn't hear you. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
They are. They are an elk family member, and
I was just curious. I
yeah,
fish,
but they live primarily in the marshes.
Oh, there's nothing like that.
You know, so no.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I learn a lot by listening. I don't do any of the...
Yakushima Island in Japan is where all these deer originate. Or Yakushima, however you say it.
Where the snakeheads came from, too?
Well, the snakeheads came from Southeast Asia, probably Vietnam. And they were popular in aquariums and as food items. And we're not sure how they got... They're started in Maryland. We don't know if it was a seafood importer. We don't know if it was aquarium people. We don't know if it was a private citizen. We just don't know how that happened. But they are extremely prolific animal. They reproduce 4 or 5 times a year. Big broods of fry and fingerlings. They grow fast. And
they eat other fish.
Yes, they do. They're a top tier predator where they live. They do. They eat everything. They eat frogs. They eat fish. They eat, whatever they can catch. And you know, they're top tier predator. They're very, very voracious appetites, and there's lots of them. And they grow quick. You know, so.
Can you eat them?
They're delicious, from what I understand. And I'm that's on the bucket list for this
yes,
year.
Yes, it
catch
is.
And eats a snakehead. This
We've
year.
Never had one.
Never had one, and we're going to do it. So.
And Alice, apparently.
At least they have some purpose.
And Alice,
yeah, they do.
Alice apparently put up a really good fight.
Yes, they do. And there's a lot of focus on it down here in on the Eastern Shore. A lot of folks love to go for them, especially this time of year. And they're, you know, you can catch a number of them and take them home and eat them, and you'll enjoy yourself. So, thanks, Alice, for the call. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Watch those deer out there.
Yeah, I do.
Don't fall anymore.
Yeah, be careful, okay?
Thank you.
All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. There we got. Look at that. There's Captain Dawn.
Good morning, Captain Don.
He's howling at the moon.
I know. He's my man. He's one of my kind, as you told me.
Yeah. Yes, he is. He must be related.
I'm glad.
Well, you're not necessarily so much your family here on the Eastern Shore, but I bet those folks down in Southern Maryland, they probably go a little crazy on the full moon, that side of your family.
No, they're probably calmer than some of them over here. The ones in Ocean City might go a little crazy with the new moon.
Yeah. Did I talk about my aunt last week? Did I talk about my aunt being 90-some years old and I got a call from my cousin? Did I talk about that?
I don't think so.
Well,
you scared me to death.
Well, my aunt, my mother's sister, she's like 94. And that's where I shot my first rabbit. you know, that's where I shot my first buck on their farm. And that's where my grandfather did all his squirrel hunting and that type of thing. So, you know, deep connection up there in Huntington County, Pennsylvania. And she still lives there, you know. She's
a feisty.
She is something else, I will tell you. We were hunting one year. It was my dad and Kathy and Eric, and we were up there hunting one year, and I shot a doe way back on the other guy's property, and it took us a long time to find it and get it out of there because there were no, you know, we didn't have an ATV or anything like that. We just had a rope, and we drag them out. And we get the deer out to the truck, and here comes my uncle in his truck. And he goes, "We're glad you guys are all right." "Why?" He said, "Did you hear that fire siren?" I said, "Yeah, what's going on?" He said, "Well, your Aunt Tootsie called the fire department because you guys were so late coming back." I said, "Well, we had a deer. What do you expect?" No cell phones or anything like that. So, but anyway, cousin called the other day, and I see my cousin's name come up on the phone. I went, "Oh, no. Oh, no." "Well, no, it was fine. It was fine."
He didn't tell me that.
Well, Toots was out shoveling snow and fell and, you know, couldn't get up, so she dragged herself into the garage, and I don't know how she got in touch with her family, but they came and got her. Broke a hip, wound up in rehab for a couple of weeks, and, of course, we thought the worst, but, nope, she's fine. Just wanted to call and let us know everything was good.
This woman still cuts grass at the cemetery for the cemetery every year. Excuse me.
Two melanoma. Yep, so... Well, I'm getting some signals here. Let's see what's going on.
It's probably high break time.
It could be. Oh, there we go. Dale Neeston is on the line. Let's talk to Uncle Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
All right, Miss Robin. I hope you're feeling better.
I feel wonderful.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I was telling Chris I've got a secret hotspot for squirrels that can come over here. I've got three in the back that will not lay off my suet.
Oh, boy.
In fact, I've had to remove the suet from the hangers because they're a pain. I can guarantee them at least three, and there may be more.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a pain in the back.
Well, how about that, Chris? You want to come to Easton? Yeah. I'll go with you.
Okay, and I'll bring both rifle and 22. I'll be fully armed.
No, your pellet gun's fine because it's nice and quiet.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay.
So, right, anyway, cool. Alan, the reason I called, I was wondering if you, I am going to turn over all my firearms to my son.
Right.
And in fact, he just bought a gun safe up at Harrisburg. Nice.
Good for him.
Gun safe. Mm-hmm. What's the story with the new law? Do I have to do it within a certain period of time, or have to write something out, or do you have any idea?
I don't know yet, but as soon as I find out, I will let you know. And
yeah,
I don't,
because again, we went through them last night. I think I've got about 20 firearms here that I want to certainly pass on to him.
Yeah.
But I want to do it legally before the Gestapo shows up.
Well, I think I'd do that sooner rather than later. I don't know when the new law goes into effect, whether it's good.
He's building a house, and the house won't be ready though probably until sometime in June. So I didn't know whether I had to do it.
Now, this bill hasn't passed yet.
No, I saw the headline in the paper yesterday. It's proceeding through the House.
Yeah. Yeah. Let it come out of committee. That secondary transfer bill you're talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I've heard all kinds of stories and all what was being proposed, but I don't, it's hard to tell with those people.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, that bill has died the last 3 or 4 years that's been in the General Assembly, but as I mentioned earlier, things have changed. Leadership's changed, committee chairmen have changed, and everything else has changed. And let me tell you who the biggest one behind all this stuff is, and that is Michael Bloomberg's group.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And, you know, and these women that are dressed in red, and, you know, God bless them, they're great lobbyists for their cause, but... Yeah, you know, and they're entitled to do that. But you know, we've got these people in the General Assembly every single day in their red shirts and jackets or whatever it might be, red shirts. How apropos! And, you know, in their red dresses, and they are visiting every lawmaker, walking up and down the halls. They're at every hearing. They're at every event. You know, and they're making their point. And it's, you know, it all grew out of the shooting in Annapolis, where the people in the newspaper office were murdered by a man wielding a shotgun. And, you know, now we need to have
all the... insane, by the way.
Criminally insane, of course, yes. You know, we don't want to address the mental health.
No,
we want to go after
no.
the guns of the law-abiding citizens and make law-abiding citizens criminals for owning or trying to give their gun to one of their heirs. It's just, it's ridiculous. You know, it really is. And, for gun owners here in Maryland, and, you know, oh, there's outrage in the hunting clubs, and there's, oh, we got to discuss this, and we got to talk about that, and what are we going to do about this, and we're going to call our local guy and say we're against this, but nobody will show up at a hearing. I mean, they do, God bless the gun community, they do. Last year they showed up in droves, and I haven't been there, and I haven't been involved, and I don't want to point a finger at anything like that, at anybody or any group or anything like that, but, you know, you got to be a participant. You really do.
You have to be as passionate as the person that's fighting against you.
That's right. If somebody is introducing a bill or trying to pass legislation, you've got to be more passionate. And, you know, and it's a process. There's no question about it.
The other problem.
And
too,
unfortunately, Dale, you know, we can be reasonable and we can be fact based and that type of thing. But when you're dealing with emotion, and you're dealing with lawmakers that have an emotional person standing in front of them, it's a tough job.
Yeah. Well, the other problem too, Alan, is that without those 15 senators, you know, the governor, you know, his veto is going to get overridden every time.
No question. Yep. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yep. It is a cesspool in Annapolis at the moment. So.
Yeah. Pat McDonald called the Maryland Insane Asylum.
Yeah, the General Asylum. You're right.
Yep. So anyway, well, listen, if you find something out, Alan,
I will.
Let me know, because I'm trying to, figure out how fast I've got to move on this, and if I have to sign anything or go to a lawyer or something like that to make sure, because I mean I've had some of these firearms, in fact, some my dad gave me.
Sure.
I've had some of these for 40 years.
Yeah, I've got the same thing going on. No question.
So. Yeah, so I just want to, like I say, I want to avoid the Maryland Gestapo showing up at the door.
I got you, brother. All right, Dale, thank you so much. I'll talk to you this week.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate it.
All right, Dale. Take care.
Bye, Robin.
See you later.
Okay, how about that? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is, I'll tell you what, they are fishing headquarters in Baltimore, if that's what we want to call them. We call them the hunting headquarters with the Browning in their ads, you know. But they've got their Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale coming up Friday, March 6th through Sunday, March 15th. And everything's going to be on sale, tackle for perch and trout. And the thing I like is the line winding. You get your fishing line wound on your reels. You know, you just take your empty spools in there, and they'll put it on there for half price. So if you want to buy something that's, you know, 6 cents a yard, usually you put 100 yards on it, it would cost you $6. Well, during the 10-day sale, it only costs you $3. I think that's a deal. I think that's a bargain. Shakespeare, Pfluger, and Ugly Sticks, all rods and reels are on sale. Kids combos are on sale starting $19.95. The Penn spinning reel, like the Battle 2, is on sale, and so is the Pfluger President Series fishing reels. If you need a new spinning reel, take a look at these. These are smooth operators, these spinning reels, and you know, very nicely constructed. And, of course, Clyde's does rod and reel repair. Reel repair too. If you got a part missing out of one of your reels, take it in there and they'll fix it up for you, no question. All trolling lures are going to be on sale. And you can check out the selection of St. Croix rods as well. For Clyde Sports Shop, live frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod and reel repairs, lures and hooks and lead weights, and circle hooks for striped bass, and tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Watch out. They are coming to a fire hall near you there in Pasadena. They'll be at the Early Heights Fire Hall next weekend. for the Early Heights Pasadena Sport Fishing Show. Bay Country Crab and Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crab and Supply is located at 214... They've got stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and much, much more. Full line of bay fishing tackle and gear, as well as freshwater fishing, too, snakehead gear. Like I mentioned, next weekend they'll be at the Bay Country Crab. The Bay Country Crab and Supply will be at the Early Heights Fire Hall for the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Hey, Waterman. Bring your license for a discount. Bay Country Crab and Supply in Edgewater. We'll be right back after this.
It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. Pursue your adventure, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg. Get your tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Steve. being all I don't need to go far. I'm only trying to sneak home from my hunting shack. My eyes are awfully blurred. That whiskey was my third while I hunted for that big wreck. Hunting silver is preferred. Your breathalyzer, I demur. Got another bottle in my backpack.
Okay, there, Chris. You're not making us look that good, are you, buddy?
I'm loving it.
You like that song?
Oh, I love it.
Well, you know, unfortunately, there are a very small minority of people like that.
I know that.
In the hunting community. Now, poaching is rampant in Maryland. I don't know that they're drinking and poaching, but isn't it interesting that when you get a car pulled over for jacklighting, you know, officers seized, you know, the weapon, and then there was alcohol to be found in the vehicle for some reason. Why is it that when people drink, they get to go kill stuff? What's the point of that?
But did they kill anything, or are they just shining their lights in the?
Doesn't matter. If you got a weapon, your light, that is jacklighting. Because it's an intent thing.
I know that. When I was a stupid teenager, okay, we went the back roads. We did some dumb stuff, okay?
Uh-huh.
Usually that's why they found the alcohol in the car.
Uh-huh. But did you have a gun with you?
Back then?
Yeah.
Probably, but not, I mean, every guy in high school had a gun sitting in the back of the car in a rack. It stayed in the car. It wasn't like it is now. We had guns at high school.
It's a cultural thing, is what you're saying. It was a cultural thing back then.
I guess it was cultural. I mean, it was just natural.
Well, you know what? You know what? People can grow older, but some people never grow up. Let's talk to Doug on the line. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Oh, I really enjoy your show, folks.
I have no idea why.
I'm not a hunter or a fisherman, but everybody that calls in is generally of the right mindset, if you will.
Right.
So that's always a pleasure. My question is, I currently do not own a weapon.
Okay.
And I know they keep talking about things, and I think I should have some sort of a shotgun or something. And
sure.
I can still go and get one relatively easily, correct?
That's correct.
Sure. Okay, and I can expect to pay between what, $500 and $800.
It all depends on what you're after. If you want a shotgun for home protection, you can get a relatively inexpensive. I mean, you can get a stainless steel pump action 12 gauge marine grade, you know, and you'll pay $600 for it. Or you can go to a gun shop and get a used one for under $300, I would think.
Okay, and obviously I would support one of your sponsors. So
sure.
I live near a couple of them.
Yep.
Should we really be concerned that this is all going to transpire, or is it all just talk, all this legislation they're trying to...
A lot of it's moving forward, unfortunately. You know, I don't know if one chamber or the other has more sense, more common sense, but, you know, it's all... Unfortunately, power, politics, and funding goes together. So it all depends on who you support and who you put in office and how you support them.
I hope this doesn't get off track, but I was recently went to a community association meeting in my area.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old fire hall that is going to become not needed, and it's put
right.
for sale. And I had never been to a meeting. You couldn't believe how many people were there and how many angry people were there. And,
yep.
you know, I live near there. And it's like, you know, so, okay, it's not going to be the fire hall. It's some construction guy's going to own it.
Whoops. Right.
You know, there's already trucks and things. But I almost want to vote against the people that were all the do-gooders. Oh, we can't have this, can't have that. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, people. This is progress in the world. How can you?
People are triggered by the tiniest things. You know, they really
I
are
know.
These days. Everybody walks around pissed off at somebody or something.
I said that last night. There was somebody put something political on Facebook, which I try to stay away from completely. But people were getting
Well, they were getting upset. But
it was
here's the thing. Okay, social media can whip up so much stuff, as we well know.
It's a cesspool. I mean, I don't go on.
You know, no, I try to avoid it. I mean, somebody, a friend of mine has a birthday or something, I'll wish him happy birthday. But, you know, I stay off the comment section most of the time. Robin is active on Facebook, and she puts mostly stuff on, you know, she remembers as a kid and things from her grandparents and that type of thing. And that I get that. I understand the nostalgia end of it. But you put something out there, and people disagree with you. You know, the keyboard cowboys out there in this world are just, boy, I'll tell you, they have. Here's the deal. They put crap out there online. They make accusations. They make nasty statements. But don't go and see them in person because they hide behind their. They don't have the guts to face you in person.
Exactly.
You know? We lost 16. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think the tide might be turning the way we're hoping because I'm a business person and I interact with people. You know, I know it's anecdotal and we're all business people, so they might have a sense that we all share. But still, people are now talking about how tired of all the nonsense they are. And 6 months ago, a year ago, they wouldn't say anything. So I really do think.
I like that perspective.
I do too. Well, I think the actions in our Senate this week and, you know, some of the things that have happened since, I think, you know, I think that that had a positive impact on a lot of people's outlook, you know.
I hope so. And, hey, thanks for doing the good work you guys do. I really enjoy it.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good
day. All right. Take care.
Have a great day.
Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good
Did you get your tickets?
Yes.
Cool. Good. Good. I guess we'll see you down there. Yep, guess we'll see you down there.
I hope they're waiting. And I think I got a ride, but it still could be up on there. But anyway, and I kind of got on, we'll go kind of late. So what time is that down there?
Change? Oh, the show?
Yeah.
I think it opens Friday at what?
5, 6?
I think it's earlier than that, but
I'll look at
Friday night.
Friday evening. The doors open at 5. The show starts at 7.
Thank you,
and
Chris.
Runs until whenever. And then on Saturday, the matinee, doors open at 9, but the show starts at 10:30. And then Saturday evening, 6 p.m. till whenever.
Yeah. Yeah, the Muskrat Skinning Championship, we stay down there till 6 or 7 o'clock on Saturday because it's usually, you know, it's been a long day because we've done the show and that type of thing. But it'll be a little easier. Maybe we'll get to stay for the Muskrat Skinning Championship this year. But that's usually like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All the skinning stuff. So there's the hours for you, buddy. Okay, Glenn? Did Glenn leave us?
No, Glenn's been having some phone problems because he called earlier and all of a sudden the phone just died and I got a new phone and called back and I think it just died.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it just died.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Glenn, have a great day.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. So our buddy John B. has a hard time understanding you, Chris, why you're not seeing anything unless you're moving around or you're rustling food wrappers or you're not looking around with your eyes and you're turning to look from side to side. Get in the woods early before the sun's up. You'll hear them barking, cutting, and dropping nuts. The blue jays will be screaming, and then you'll see them starting their day in the trees. So there you go.
Okay, well, I was about to say, I don't take any food out with me. I try to keep as quiet as possible, and I guess maybe I'm making some, I'm moving too much then, I guess.
Yes.
And I'm probably not getting out early enough.
Yeah.
Because with the hours here, I don't get out.
Yeah, sure.
Early,
so. I mean,
I can't go late in the afternoon because I've got to be back here.
Right. You're probably doing everything right, Chris.
Except Alan maybe the time of day.
Well, no, you go out too, and you don't see anything.
Well, I do. Yeah, there are days that are very quiet out there. But I'll tell you what, I love going out there when the birds are active. I like to identify all the different birds. I saw a golden-crowned kinglet the other day that was absolutely gorgeous. Male and female cardinals. A pileated woodpecker came into about 30 yards and sat on a log and looked at me. I had a yellow-bellied woodpecker. I had a downy woodpecker. I had brown creepers. There's always sparrows and stuff. Beautiful blue jay. A lot of blue jays. Beautiful bluebirds were coming in and close by. And that's the kind of stuff I like to watch when there's nothing else going on, you know? So,
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, I mean, yeah, I do get a little upset that I don't see any squirrels, but at the same time, too, I'm seeing everything else, and it's like, oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to get a squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you will. I hope you'll be able to take Dale up on his invitation down here in Easton. We'll see what
happens.
All right.
I will. I mean, I do have some vacation time, and I will use it.
That's true. All right, buddy. So John B. checks in again. There are so many PO'd people out there that they're PO'd just for the sake of being PO'd.
I love it.
They're angry at a stoplight for the car in front of them doesn't move fast enough. I smile and nod when we're out. Never know how PO'd people are anymore. You never do.
You get scared to say anything.
That's right. I've toned down my rhetoric in the car.
Thank goodness.
Well, I have.
I know. It worried me.
Well, you know, I really don't get upset. I'll tell you, funniest story I ever heard. A buddy of mine, his car got stalled at a light, and there was a lady behind him, and he couldn't get the car started. I mean, he's grinding away at it, you know, and she's beeping her horn. And he's grinding away at it, and the light goes through a couple cycles, and she's beeping her horn, blowing her horn, blowing her horn, blowing her horn. Finally, he just puts it in park. Well, he was in park. He was trying to get started. He opens his door. He walks back. He taps on the window. Woman opens the window. He says, I'll tell you what, lady. I'll sit back here and blow your horn for you if you go up there and try and get my car fired up. Anyway, I thought it was funny at the time. 410-WCBS-680, 410-922-6680. Do we need to take another break, Chris? I think we probably
do. Yes, we
do.
We also got Tom on the line.
Oh, Tom's on the line. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, we'll talk to Tom here in just a second. Let me tell the folks one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, been talking about their fish and tackle sale coming up here March 6th through the 15th. With half price line and all the sales and stuff. But I want to tell them about the Browning Firearms, too. Browning makes some fantastic firearms, and Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. And they carry everything from the new BAR. You know, they kind of reintroduced the BAR now in the Hell's Canyon series and that type of thing. This is a great firearm. This is a semi-automatic firearm in a whole bunch of different colors. Whole bunch of different camo finishes and finishes, you know, synthetic stuff, but a whole bunch of different calibers as well. A BAR and automatic firearm usually takes a little shorter cartridge to cycle through, but it's got all those calibers and so forth. So you want to take a look at the BAR. It's a great semi-automatic firearm for a high-powered rifle. Put some good optics on it and make a great deer rifle. And then there's also the A5, which is the creme de la creme of semi-automatic shotguns. The A5, 100,000 round, 5-year guarantee. It's a Browning. So go stop and see Clyde Sports Shop if you're looking for a new firearm for hunting or self-protection. You know, the great Buckmark pistols are also available too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And that will get you to Clyde Sports Shop right off Beltway exit number 9. Hey, it's time for the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. $8 for adults, $4 for kids. February 28th, 29th at Golden Hill Road in Church Creek. Anybody wants to win tickets? I think I got a couple left for the giveaway this hour. Do we have anybody that wants tickets there, Chris? He's doing something else. Anyway, it's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in Muskrat Country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers and watermen and wildlife. They are proud to show you the best that comes from their boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, they hope to share the unique spirit and character of their hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in their traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family. Entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies and have some muskrat, Robin's favorite, cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland in Dorchester County. February 28, 29, 2020. We'll see you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. We'll be right back after this.
Got some brighter weather coming on out in the wake of that big storm system which came through the East Coast Friday, pulling out of the open waters of the Atlantic and away from the U.S. 45 our high this afternoon, low tonight 32, mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high of 50 for Sunday. Then some showers return to our forecast with another system up from the west and the southwest Monday, Tuesday. Could see some half-inch plus rainfall totals, highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Larrymore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It can take more than one day to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday, February 3rd through Thursday, February 6th, gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then, don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 9th for free. Bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2020 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Exclusions apply.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in Northern Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steer. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts cruising. Ooh, white lightning.
So when we went to Tennessee, we went to a couple of those, places. And, I got to tell you, the moonshine I sampled is nothing like the white lightning that I had many, many moons ago. The white lightning back then, I mean, it burned from...
It would singe the hairs in your nose.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. Anymore, it's like 40%, you know, it's like 80 proof or something, which is...
Yeah, we used to have trash can parties in Frostburg where you went to West Virginia and got moonshine and Kool-Aid in a black trash bag in a big trash can. I know, I was a problem child. Never mind.
Thank God you're reformed. So, by the way, Chris, John B. said there might be a squirrel hunting app that can help you.
Yeah, you know, I'll at this point in time, I will look at anything.
YouTube videos. Yeah, that's...
I was about to say, I hate to cut it short, but I want to get Tom in.
Oh, let's get Tom in the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yeah, I heard Chris's story this morning, and I know we've talked before. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a fisher.
Right.
But when I was 8, the reason I'm not is because of Chris's story. When I was 18, my parents bought me a shotgun for Christmas. Paid for my hunter safety course, got my license.
Right.
My buddies tell me, hey, man, let's go squirrel hunting. We go out, spend the whole day in the woods. There was more squirrels in my mother's front yard than there was in the woods that day. Mm-hmm. After that, I was done with hunting.
Well, that's a shame because it is a craft that you have to, you know, develop a little woodsmanship, and every time you go out, you learn something. You know, it's very interesting. I'll tell you, it was very interesting. One year we were deer hunting, and it was the doe season in Pennsylvania, and we had all been out, and we all got our deer. All three of us got our deer, you know, at the time. And I was sitting there in the backyard, and 17 deer ran through the yard. We were out in the woods, but we were all successful. But it was very interesting time. So and nothing that we had ever seen during the season. I mean, these were bucks and does and some really big bucks and, you know, kind of stuff. So, but there they came in a single line down across the field. But that's what happens. Right. That's what happens. You know, you get wildlife close, and you think it's the same out in the woods, and oftentimes it's not. So, but it's
I mean, I live in Rochetown. We got deer all over my yard.
Oh, no question.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, no question.
Go out in the woods, don't see any. But the other thing is, I'm not good at sitting still for real long, so that doesn't help the situation.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, yeah, it does take a little patience. But I think Chris is patient, aren't you, Chris?
I would say yes, I am. And, you know, like I said before, even if I don't see a squirrel, just the fact that I'm out in the woods and it's been 40-some-odd years since I've been able to do it,
yeah,
I enjoy it. But I'm at the point now, it's like, I spent this money on this gun. I want to use it. Besides, at the range.
Uh-huh.
You know Chris has to be patient. How long has he been on the air with you?
Quite a while.
See, I was about to say, I can't even begin to say how long.
Chris, you got an invitation to go to the local diner there in Glen Burnie. There's plenty of squirrels sitting there having coffee, according to Captain Don.
Other thing is, I wanted to thank you guys for the tickets. We went to the outdoor show Monday.
How was it? Was it good?
It was wonderful. Yeah, good. A lot of walking, a lot of stuff to see.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
One day.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, now you can go back. If you have your ticket stub, you can go back tomorrow and get in for free.
Man, I can't imagine. It was so packed Monday. I can't imagine what it'd be like on a weekend.
I got you.
I mean, it getting in there was just an experience.
That's always fun.
It was worth it.
I'm glad we were able to do that for you. So,
well, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. You're the last caller for the day. So, all right. I think we've given away all our tickets, Robin. So
cool.
All right. Hey, folks. Bucks-bears-stags.com.